Here with us in our studio are Phoebe Marr, author of The Modern History of Iraq, and retired U.S. Army General William Nash. He's now with the Council on Foreign Relations. They'll be with us for the next half hour as we review the day's events in Iraq. Welcome to you both.
Very nice to be here.
I want to ask about the implications of today's elections for the U.S. President Bush gave a statement at the White House today, and NPR's Don Gani was there. Let's listen a moment.
President Bush at the White House publicly reacted to the elections about 4 hours after the polls closed.
Across Iraq today, men and women have taken rightful control of their country's destiny, and they have chosen a future of freedom and peace.
The president called insurgents who tried to disrupt the elections thugs and assassins, and he said the U.S. mourns those who died in Iraq today. He noted the deaths of American and British military personnel and of Iraqi citizens killed as they went to the polls. The president also spoke of distance yet to travel toward an Iraqi democracy. Still, the administration portrays this as a day of progress, one, as Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice put it, that exceeded expectations. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.
General Nash, would you say that today's vote seems to be a vindication of U.S. policy?
Well, I think it's a little bit too soon to make that judgment. First elections after a repressive regime are great events. I've been witness to the first democratic elections in post-war Bosnia, post-intervention Kosovo. We have examples in the last decade in East Timor and even Serbia. And there's a great euphoria about the vote, but as you look at those same examples, Bosnia, Kosovo, and the like, you see, as the president said, there's much distance yet to be traveled in developing a real democracy. And, of course, how the U.S. behaves in the future, in other words, what we do now that the election's been held, will have a large impact on whether U.S. policy is vindicated or not.
Phoebe Marr, the votes aren't counted yet. Remind us what we still don't know about today's elections.
Well, we don't yet know the distribution of the vote. As everyone has said, the Kurdish area in the north, the Shia area in the south, both of whom have an agenda and a strong motivation for voting, was strong. But how many turned out in Baghdad in the sensitive Sunni area where we expect a lower turnout? So how much Sunni participation? And, of course, we don't know the results, which parties, which groups won. And, frankly, there are, you know, a half a dozen lists, not just parties, and how that vote goes might surprise us.
Well, it's been expected that the list endorsed by Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, a Shiite leader, would come away hands down. But we hear more and more people in the Shia area saying they voted for Alawi.
Yes, and I think we don't know, of course, and that's what makes an election interesting. This one isn't fixed like many other elections in the Middle East. It may be Alawi. There are a number of other smaller parties, some with strong Sunni participation. The party which Adnan Patrici holds, heads, Yawar and others. So it may be that these more independent secularists get a little bit more than was expected.
Thank you. Phoebe Marr, we'll be back with you and General Nash in just a few moments. And we'll also check on events from Iraq's Sunni Triangle, where much of the violence the past year has been, just ahead on All Things Considered.